We have two organists and piano players today, but one, yay. So I invite you to stand and we sing as our entrance hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, hymn 257, verses 1 through 5 only. Yes, there are 8 verses in this hymn, in the new hymnal, but verses 1 through 5 only today. Hymn 257, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
merciful God, we confess that we are captive to and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. Found on page 138 and following. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Today we light the third candle of the Advent wreath. The use of candles on the wreath is symbolic of the approach of Jesus the Christ as the living light of the world. The third candle is called the shepherd's candle. It typifies the act of sharing Christ. In the fields around Judea, nomad shepherds owned flocks and herds, dwelt in tents and caves, and moved from place to place to find pastures. Others were wealthy sheep owners who lived in the towns, and while their flocks were driven from pasture to pasture in the morning and brought back to home to them in the evening. This striking picture points to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep to give us hope. The Good Shepherd knows us and calls us by name. He keeps, guides, defends, and chastises us in order to keep our hope alive. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. God will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. God will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame shall leap like deer, for the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For the waters shall break forth in the wilderness. The Lord has brought down the powerful from their thrones. Wait! Excuse me, I turned two pages. Let me back up here. I'll start on five. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame shall hear, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For the waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and the streams in the desert, and the burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall be reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion will be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it, for they shall not be found there. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord. The psalm today is from Luke rather than Psalms. It's Luke, the first chapter, verses 46 to 55. And Mary sang, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Lord has looked upon with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely from now on all generations call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is the Lord's name. The Lord's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart. The Lord has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away. The Lord has helped God's servant Israel in remembrance of God's mercy. According to the promise, the Lord our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grudge against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for today, the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. It's from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leopards are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Somebody dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has risen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the book of Isaiah, which Vicki read, Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Four grandsons participated in Kathy Strand's funeral yesterday morning. Oh, to be a college student again. All four of them are very young college students, very handsome, tall men coming from a tall family. And I thought, oh my, to be young, good-looking, smart, talented, the world ahead of you. I am now none of those things. I'm not a 20-year-old in college. But they brought some hope to me during Advent, that word we've been using for 3 weeks, hope, as they participated in the service, as they led the service. I gave them a hard time, as I always do, and I think they were okay with it. I got home at 2:30 yesterday afternoon from the funeral, and everything of cleaning up and that, and my phone, which I leave at home, my smartphone, for all the right reasons, was pinging at me. Because somebody was texting me. And so I put down all my books and everything, and I went over to the phone on the docking station or the charging station, and it was my roommate from seminary's nephew, who's in his 20s also, a little bit older than college age. He's become a pastor at a congregational church, but he has a day job, so it's a tent ministry. But because I've known my roommate's family for 40 years, they're on my Christmas card list, including the nephew of my roommate. So I sent him a week ago a Christmas card. "Merry Christmas, Michael, blessings to you," and all that kind of stuff. My phone was pinging, I picked it up, it was Michael texting me. And what he texted me was a picture of my card on his mantle. And he goes, "Thank you very much, Merry Christmas to you too." And I got to thinking about it. I am too old to be young again, 20-year-old. Last year, I sent him a card also, and he just texted me, thank you for the Christmas card, Merry Christmas to you. A text. That was it. But this year, he went so far as to take a picture. The only card he had on his mantle was my card. And I thought, you save postage, you save envelopes, you don't have to write anything down because you just speak into your phone. Oh, my word. I felt really old. It's no wonder the post office here loves me. When I come in every day, I say, okay, what stamps are you going to sell me today? Because I usually sell. So I've got Hanukkah stamps, and I got Buzz Lightyear and all these kind of things, you know? And so, anyway, 150 cards I mailed this year. And none of you received them. I'd love to mail them all to you, too, but I give the money I spend on postage and cards and envelopes to the church in your name, okay? You've read that in the newsletter, if you read the newsletter. I did that for you. But family and friends near and far, even my roommate's nephew, of all things, I sent a card to. It made me smile how frugal this new generation is, you know? Who needs to go to Hallmark and buy a box of cards or postage stamps? I don't think they even know what a postage stamp is. Stamp? What's a stamp? Because they pay all their bills, my roommate does too, by the way, through the internet thing, through that Google machine. All of the bills were online and online deposit and all that kind of thing. I don't trust the Google machine that much. I like paper. You know me. I love paper and ink, right, Patty Borth? Preacher. Today is the third Sunday, and we'll get back to this whole thing. Today is the third Sunday in Advent. We light the pink candle. My mother, a couple of weeks ago, said, we always light the pink candle on the fourth Sunday. I said, you were wrong. Well, because it's the Sunday closest to Christmas and we got excited. You were wrong. If you read the bulletin, I list all of the lessons that talk about rejoicing. This is the Rejoice Sunday. Okay? It used to be a penitential season like Lent. Advent was penitential. You fasted and you repented until the feast day of Christmas. And then for 7 days, the 12 days of Christmas song, for 7 days you ate birds. From a partridge in a pear tree all the way to seven swans of swimming. That's when you feasted. But there's hope. In the midst of Advent, not the fourth Sunday, but the third Sunday, there's hope. There's the pink candle. And some churches have pink vestments. I was going to wear one that has bright magenta in it, as pink as I get. But I didn't do that today. I matched the pyramids. But Rejoice Sunday is an important Sunday in the church here. It only happens one Sunday out of 52. Today is Rejoice Sunday, and it's so important. Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and the whole bit. The Latin word for rejoice is gaudet. And all the lessons listed in your bulletin, that's how they begin. Gaudet in the Latin. Okay, so it was Gaudet Sunday. Today we use two of those rejoice lessons. Isaiah 35, which you're going to be hearing about more. And then also the Magnificat, Mary's song from Luke chapter 1. They're in your handout. Take them home and use them in your devotions all week. Because this is Rejoice Week. The word gaudy, and you've heard this from the pulpit from me before. 15 years have been a long time. The word gaudy comes from gaudet, rejoice. Okay? So it makes you joyful. Okay? I went to a holiday party last night. Christmas party, and one of the women was brave enough to wear an ugly Christmas sweater. At least I think she thought it was an ugly Christmas sweater. I didn't ask her. But she had a Christmas sweater on with glitter and all that kind of stuff, and I thought, how gaudy. She's so appropriate. This is the weekend for gaudy and ugly Christmas sweaters. Because it makes us smile. My roommate, for whose nephew, Michael, sent me the text, he and I, for 36 years now, as we've lived our lives as single men without spouses and without children. He's got nieces and nephews. I don't even have that in my life. I've got a sister. That's all I need. Anyhow, she's enough, quote me. His Christmas tree is the important thing. The only other person I know that's more important to, other than maybe Deb Sims, Christmas trees are important everywhere. My mother lives for her Christmas tree. It'll come down in the middle of February. It went up the day after Thanksgiving. It'll come down in the middle of February. He loves her. That's her collection. Christmas ornaments from around the world, okay? Over the past 60 years, 70 years of her life. My roommate from seminary, he loves his Christmas tree. And for 36 years, another nephew said, you know, you could turn around and it'd be like 12 months ago. It's the same tree every year. He puts on gold garland, silver garland, and rain. Okay, he covers it all with ornaments and lights. He's got bubble lights and big lights and little lights and three kinds of garland. And do you remember the rain? How many of you remember 1950s lead rain? You used to save it every year, take it off the tree and save it on a piece of cardboard and put a rubber band around it. Lead, it was, how many of us, you know, died from lead rain? Now it's called tinsel. And he goes to some Walmart place and buys tinsel and covers the hole. He goes, I know, John, you don't like it. I said, Steve, it's your tree. You can do anything you will, please. So this year, we've shared pictures back and forth. Hey, for 36 years in a row, same tree. Looks like a pencil sharpener did it, and it's gaudy. And he knows it, and he revels in it. I sent him pictures of, I haven't had a tree for I don't know how many years now, because I have a tabletop tree now made out of wine barrel staves that I put on top of my table in my living room. But it's a lot of work, and it's heavy, and I'm getting old. And 12 boxes of Christmas stuff from the basement, and then 12 boxes of living room stuff down, and then repeat it all in February. I don't do it anymore. So I sent him a picture of my Christmas decorations, and I have some. I can share them with you someday. And give me a phone number or whatever, and I'll text them to you on the Google machine. And his comment to me, I said, looks pretty good, looks pretty gaudy. He goes, yeah, I put rain on it. I know you hate it. He says, but your Christmas decorations look really stark. Cut me to the heart. Stark. I said, they're artistic. Another word for stark, by the way. And he laughed. He said, there was no gold garland or silver garland or rain or bubble lights or big lights or little lights. The outside of his house, the Griswolds got nothing on my friend Steve. His neighbors have one of those machines that look like you have chicken pox on the house, red and green chicken pox go around in circles. And they were so proud in the neighborhood. They were first ones to decorate. Then Steve flipped his switch on from Thanksgiving, and they came over and said, we didn't know. Your house is so bright and so colorful and so gaudy. They didn't use that word, but that's what they meant, okay? Today is Gaudette Sunday. And obviously, I and my friend, roommate Steve, have two very different sensibilities about what decoration is. One is gaudy, the other is stark and artistic. Just saying. But then we get to the lesson for today, Isaiah. And I love Isaiah. It's amazing. The wilderness and dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice. There's that word, and blossom. The Hebrew people were nomadic desert people. They were scared to death of the ocean, for all you ocean people. Yes, Maxine, I'm looking at you. Bless you. Travel safely. The ocean was scary. That's why Jonah and the whale is such a frightening. It's worse than Frankenstein or Night of the Living Dead or anything. For Hebrew people, Jonah was the most scary story in the world because of the ocean being chaos with the great Leviathan, the great fish that might swallow you up. They were desert nomadic people. And so for desert nomadic people, Reverend Casperson was exactly right in Sunday school. I said, what's the best gift God can give desert people? He said, water. And so true. Water is the gift. The wilderness and the dry land, that word's there, shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Why? It will blossom like a crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel, Mount Carmel, and Mount Sharon. The glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. What better gift can you give desert nomadic people than an oasis? Think Rudolph Valentino and his harem back in the 1920s, yeah? And how the women swooned over him. The sheik. The best gift given to any nomadic Arab or Hebrew is an oasis with water, and we'll come back to that. You have to realize that when this was written by Isaiah, chapter 35, they were in exile in Babylon. They had been taken captives after a war, think Ukraine and Russia. They were taken as captives and made slaves in Babylon. And so then the next part, strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. I thought they were talking about me, because every time I kneel on Sunday, I get up and I use the railing to get up. It sounds like my knees are a bag of walnuts. You can't hear it, but yeah, under this all, there's a bag of walnuts getting up now. I'm getting that. Strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful hearts, Ukraine, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. God will come with vengeance. We talked about that in adult Sunday school too. With terrible recompense. God will come and save you. And I firmly believe that's what the people of Ukraine are praying for. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless shall sing for joy. Now I keep thinking that's a reference to the gospel for today, right? And the Magnificat that Mary sings about it. But no, it's what happens to people when they're in war. They go blind, they go deaf, they are lame. And so even from the ravages of war, God will give you sight and hearing and being able to leap like a deer. Your tongue will sing for joy. For the waters shall break forth in the wilderness, think desert again, the waters shall break forth in the wilderness as streams in the desert, and the burning sand shall become a pool. How cool is that? And the thirsty ground springs of water. Those of you with Google machines, Google Midnight at the Oasis, a 1970s song. Yeah? It's got double entendre. I didn't know that until just a couple of years ago when I Googled it, because I thought of it for this. Midnight at the Oasis. Yeah? Send your camels to bed. I don't remember who the artist was. It's a wonderful song, though. She made number one with it. The thirsty ground springs with water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and the grass shall become reeds and rushes. Not only will it be a little puddle of water, not only will it be a pool of water, an oasis, but it's going to be a swamp with reeds and rushes. It's going to be an amazing oasis. We call them travel stops now. My sister knows me 3 or 4 times this past year. She loves the one in Ketchum, not Ketchum, in Jerome. Jerome and then north of Twin. She goes, you wouldn't believe the truck stop. That's where she buys all her clothes, by the way. Because they got 3X and 4X t-shirts, and she loves them. Yeah? Literally, yeah. Forget Macy's or Bloomingdale's or Saks. Sorry, Jody, but it's the truth. I only speak the truth. She goes to truck stops and gets her clothes. That's what she gives me as a gift. She once gave me an orange t-shirt that said fast food, and it was a deer running over a fence. Ah, I wear it to mow the lawn. Yeah, okay. There'll be a swamp. And the grass will be like reeds and rushes, like a travel plaza, an oasis along the interstate. And then, the interstate's not so far from wrong. The next verse, verse 8, a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. Not I-84, not I-86, not I-15. It'll be the Holy Way. And I capture it. Because who, yesterday, at the funeral, did we talk about is the way, the truth, and the life? Jesus said to his disciples the night that he was going to be betrayed and arrested, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I think Isaiah was prophetic. He's a prophet. The highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way, i.e. Jesus, the way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people, the righteous, the redeemed, right? No traveling. This is the, I read some theologians this week said, well, this gets us off the hook. Yeah. Pastors and priests. No traveler, not even fools, pick me, shall go astray. No lion shall be there. The lion was a symbol for Babylon. At their gates, they had huge lions. You can go to New York, to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and see their gate, one of the gates from Babylon. 500 BCE. And there are huge lions that you can Google it on the Google machine. On the Google machine. Midnight at the Oasis and lions. It says, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. Babylon on Israel, Russia on the Ukraine. They shall not be found there, the lion and the ravenous beast, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy, there's that word again, shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Got that Sunday, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. you see what's going on here? In the midst of war and destruction, in the midst of power outages, that have 1.5 million people without power now in the cold of the Ukraine. The prophet says, here is your God. God will come and save you. Be strong and that's the hope that we have. That's the hope that we have as followers of Christ along the way. That wonderful highway, the holy way. And so in the midst of things that bring you joy, Christmas decorations bring me joy. Drive by the parsonage today. Oh my, I've got friends. Because they've given me a number of things to put in front of the parsonage. Oh my, I can tell you that story, but that's a whole other 3-hour-long sermon. Christmas decorations bring me joy, as stark and as artistic as they may be, they bring me joy. But then my friend Steve, he rejoices every 12 months when he can put up the gaudiest tree you've ever seen in your life. And I mean that lovingly. We've gone around and around for 36 years about it. I haven't phased him, I haven't influenced him. Other than when he doesn't put the rain on, he goes, I know you like it better this way, so he takes a picture of it without the rain. And then he covers it with silver rain. See the Radco ornaments that he paid $35 each for. Or Shiny Bright, do any of you remember 1950s Shiny Bright? My mother had the boxes. When they got married, they bought ornaments because they had nothing for their Christmas tree. Shiny Bright, 1957. Shiny Bright, they now make those on the Google machine. You can order them. I don't know how much you have to pay for them. I think they pay like $1.15 for a box of 12. I think they're like $12 each. So what, that's $144 for a shiny bright box, you know? No matter how you decorate, how you celebrate Christmas, rejoice in it. Whether it's gaudy, stark, or just artistic.
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today, in the prayers of the church, we remember in the prayers of the church, Elizabeth Eaton, our bishop nationally, and Kristen Kemple locally. We remember this whole month of December, the EOCA mission and ministry support. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for Russia and Ukraine and the nations who are involved around the world in that war. We pray for all people as we are in these holy days who have lost property and life in the past months of this year due to natural disasters and man-made disasters. And we certainly pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to each of these crises. We pray for all those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. And then again, due to her funeral yesterday morning, we pray for Kathy Strand, who died on the 22nd and was buried 26th of November and was buried, or the funeral was yesterday. We pray for her family too, who will be traveling today and tomorrow to the four corners of the nation as we pray for their safety. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Gracious God, we rejoice in the gift of your Holy Spirit. Empower the church around the world to magnify, as Mary did, your love and your peace in every land. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Abundant God, we rejoice in your creation. Revive lands, cleanse polluted air, make clean flowing waters, so that living things may breathe, drink, and praise you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Righteous God, we rejoice in your justice, mercy, peace, and truth, protecting the rights of those who cannot advocate for them, the weak and the vulnerable. Be with all those in prison as John was. Help us pray for our enemies. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Healing God, we rejoice in your compassion and mercy. Come to the aid of the poor, especially those suffering food and water shortages or loss of homes as we enter into these holy days. Comfort your people filled with fear or anger, anxiety or shame. Bring healing to all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit. Especially those we now lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. Abiding God, we rejoice in your company. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Especially be with our Sunday school staff, students, and parents as they prepare for the Christmas Holy Days. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace, Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. Sustain doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in their tireless work. God of grace,
hear
our prayer. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. Faithful God, we rejoice with Mary, Mother of our Lord. We give you thanks for all those who made, especially Kathy, John the Baptist, and those whom we now lay before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Give us calm and patient hearts as we gather these holy days.
Keep us mindful of those for whom this season is not happy and merry. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their loves. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. For the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday of Advent, Rejoice Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Jim Teedy and Casey Gehring. Happy anniversary this week to Thomas and Aaron Kress. This week at St. John, see the readings and prayers page with the week's events listed on the schedule there. They're coming up in the weeks ahead. Remember to register for the second annual Junk Gingerbread House Contest. Also, with St. John's Christmas Feast, we are still in need of help for it. So if you'd like to contact Sharon Strom, she has a sign-up list for it. Altar flowers today are given to the glory of God and in loving celebration of Annika Allen's baptismal birthday by Sid and Marilyn Allen. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there? Okay. I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn in preparation for the Holy Communion.
The Lord be with you.
give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you shall also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world with righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels of the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Body of Christ given to you. The 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 body of Christ given to you.
body of Christ given to you. The 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 body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. Would the congregation please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Sing it like you're rejoicing, glad, and joyful. Hymn 289.